Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is The Dwelling Place, and I'm your host, Dominique Hudson. We are live on Blog Talk Radio with Purpose Kingdom Network. If you are listening online and would like to call in, please dial 319-527-6091. Once again, 319-527-6091. This is our 1,315th episode. Praise God. Amen. 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 And I'm just excited for tonight. I just praise God for tonight. I just want to give him all the glory just for allowing another broadcast, allowing me to be here another night. So thank you, Lord. And anyone who is listening via phone would like to just speak with me at any time, have any comments, any questions, press 1. I am here. All right. So our topic for tonight is the never-ending well. Oh, man, the never-ending well. And what is the never-ending well? Because from my understanding and the knowledge of wells, like, eventually they run dry. Eventually they will run dry. You can build one even if it's for, like, 30 years. But eventually it will run dry, and you may have to even dig deeper to get more water, but the pressure will be low. So eventually it will run dry. So the never-ending well, we already know where that never-ending well comes from. It comes from our Lord. It comes from only Jesus Christ. Amen. So before we get into the show, like I do every show that we're here on every other weekend, I just want to just get your notepads, notebooks, however you take notes, get that. And for myself, I just got colored pens, and I'm making my little notebook a little fancy right now. It has some colors to it, so allow yourself some time to get those notes. We'll be reading. Our scripture for tonight will be coming from John chapter 4, and we'll be highlighting verses 13 and 14. Amen. And always go back after we go over the show, always go back for yourself and get a deeper understanding. So we'll get right into the word. I want to read chapter 4, starting from verse 4 of chapter John. It says, "But he needed to go through Samaria. So he came to the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the wall. It was about the sixth hour. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, 'Give me a drink.' For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, 'How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealing with Samaritans.'" Verse 10 says, "Jesus answered and said to her, 'If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water.' The woman said to him, 'Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get the living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock?' Jesus answered and said to her, 'Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again.'" Verse 14 says, "But Whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. The verse 15 says, the woman said to him, sir, give me this water that I may not thirst nor come here to draw. Jesus said to her, go call your husband and come here. Amen. I'm going to stop. For now, I'm going to stop. Verse 15, we ended with the woman said to him, sir, give me this water that I may not thirst nor come here to draw. Amen. I love this story. This story can go so many different ways, but we're talking about the never-ending well, and there's so many pieces in here. And we're talking about that never-ending well, that where the well, it never runs dry. And these man-made wells, that they eventually run dry. Amen. So in here, is a couple of things sticking out to me in this story. And one being, first being that Jesus is speaking to a Samaritan woman. Amen. Back then, Jews and the Samaritans did not get along. Amen. And for Jesus being a Jew and to speak to the Samaritan woman, how dare he? How could he? Or even let alone to a woman that he did not know. Speaking to her, and she is very confused, and he asked for her to give him a drink. Amen. So that's the first thing that sticks out to me, that Jesus is speaking to a Samaritan woman who is not of his culture, should not, quote unquote, be his enemy. Amen. I mean, should be his enemy. Amen. How many of us, it reminds me of comfort zone. A lot of us will not go and save somebody. Jesus is often woman, the living water of God. How many of us see somebody that we know is perishing, but they are not of our culture? They are not of our, they're not our kin. Amen. They may not be the same color our skin is. Amen. And we let them pass on by. We're stuck in our comfort zones, and we're not giving anyone else the living water that Jesus has given us, the never-ending well. That stands out to me. Amen. Let's get into verse 13. Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. Amen. Jesus alone will fulfill. Amen. Jesus alone will fulfill. We will go to different things that are similar to what God offers, but it will not be the same. We will have that sugar water. Amen. Whatever, we'll add sugar to it, but it will not fulfill, it will not satisfy as Jesus does. That will eventually end. Those things will eventually end. Those wells will eventually run dry. Amen. Even Solomon said, even his well ran dry. Yes, he was the richest man, but even he began to just rely on these earthly and worldly things, and eventually his patience ran dry. Eventually his faith ran dry because he was putting his faith in these worldly, earthly things. Putting your faith and your trust in these worldly and earthly things, they will dry. They will dry. You will keep digging and digging as years go on, and by the time you look up, you have nothing left. You have nothing left of yourself. You have nothing left, nothing. Amen. So I'm telling you that Jesus fulfills. He's the fulfillment of all things. Him alone can do it. In Psalm 23, it says that he will fill our cup up and it will run over. So not only is he's going to give us what we need, but he's going to give us the things that our heart desires. He's going to give us things that will be overflowing and overrunning. But do you trust that and do you believe that? He said that he is the living water. And Jesus Christ is the living water. And it reminds me of water, how much we need water. And don't laugh at me. We all from Philly, we say water, water. Listen, y'all understand what I'm saying. W-A-T-E-R. How many times? It is essential that we have water. Water covers 70% of this earth. Amen? Water is very important. But how many people drink water? None of y'all raising your hand. I already know it. I can't see y'all, but I know you're not raising your hand. Or if you're drinking the water, you don't really want it. You're just drinking it just so it can hydrate you for that moment. And then you're going to go back to whatever juice, whatever tea, coffee, whatever it is that you're a quick fix. You know, it tastes good to you and things like that, but it doesn't nourish the body as the water does. It doesn't fulfill you as the water does. You will be hydrated, but juice will not fulfill you. You will be hydrated. Coffee cannot fulfill you. Gatorade cannot fulfill you, but only water will fulfill you, will restore you, and give you back the nutrients, give you back that energy that you needed once before. Only water can hydrate you. I've been there before. I've been dehydrated, and only water. And that's the only thing that you want. That's the only thing that when you're thirsty for. When you haven't been hydrated, I've been dehydrated. I'm sorry, dehydrated. I've been dehydrated before, and juice will not do. Nothing will do but water. Same as Jesus Christ, what he's offering us. See, right now he's like, listen, you may have this well that Jacob sent, that Jacob had right here, and he left for his sons and his livestock. They had it, and, you know, it lasts all these years. You may have that right here, right now, but I'm telling you that this is going to run dry. Now, will you trust me that what I'm saying, that it's going to run dry? Or will you just deny me and turn away? Amen? So what this Samaritan woman did, I like as as he's saying to her, not only that, I'm sorry, I'm going too fast. You're not going to go too fast. So are you going to deny me? Amen? So he then goes on, and I didn't read this, and just for time's sake, just chapter 4 when you get time tonight, just read it, chapter 4. And Jesus tells the Samaritan woman to, you know, go get her husband. She says she don't have a husband. He said, you actually been married 5 times, and you also have, like, a boo. You have a boyfriend, whoever he is, somebody that you're living with. And basically, he's calling her out on her sin, acknowledging that I know that you are living in sin, but still, I want to offer this water to you. I still want to offer you salvation. Amen? I still want this for you. And that's my third point, that not only does Jesus fulfill, he also is calling those who don't look like, those who are not clean. Amen? He's not calling those who are already hydrated, already nourished, and things like that. He's calling the people that are dehydrated, that are in need of water, amen, that are thirsting after water, and they're going after things that they think they need. And for so long, I don't know how long or how old the Samaritan woman is, but she's been coming to, you know, it seems like a routine for her. to go to this well. It was a popular time. It's the 6th hour. That's a popular time, think of a common time that people will be at the mall, you know? So she goes to this well. She may go to it often. This may be a routine for her. And she's going about her day and doesn't see anything wrong with it. She don't see an end to it. And a lot of us did that during the pandemic. We were just going on with our lives. Prior to the pandemic, we were just going on with our lives, and we were going to these stores, and we have toilet paper, and we don't have to stock up on things, and we don't know that these things will run out and come to an end at some point. But we're just going, not knowing, you know. We're being the little sheep and going out and not knowing that it's bears and lions after us, you know what I mean? And we're going out and not knowing, and once the pandemic hit, it was like, wow, okay? Like, I didn't know that. I never thought I would live in a time where there's no toilet paper, that I have to go to my parents' home and just, can I have 2 rolls? You know, and that happened. This is real. The well will run dry. These things of the world, the well will run dry. It will run dry. The one well that will never end, one well where the water will never end, is the well of Jesus Christ. It will never run dry. It will never end. It is always there. It is always there. No matter what you have done, what you have did, what sins you have committed, or what sins that you may even still be living in. Don't say, wait, 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 let me try to get myself together. No. See now? Go right to that well. Fill yourself up. That right there and being at the well, it reminds me of conversations with Christ, conversations with God. Can we just all go back to the well? Can we all just sit and talk to Jesus at the well? You've chosen me, a Samaritan woman who is in complete sin. You have chosen me, and make it personal and whatever he has chosen you for, me. Why me? You are worthy to drink from this well. He is calling you out. Now, don't cast yourself away. And we did some reading a couple of weeks ago where Cain, you know, he murdered his brother, and he already threw himself away. He cast himself away, went into the land of Nod, and he just turned from God completely. After he had murdered his brother, he just turned from God. Completely. I don't know what it would have been like if he would have repented and things like that, but he turned himself away. He said, I don't want anything to do with your water. I don't want anything to do with your well, the everlasting nothing. He turned away before God could even, like, he turned himself away. Amen. He cast himself off and turned himself away. And a lot of us, we do that. We're so hidden, so shameful. We beat ourselves up that we can never, we just say we will never go and ask God for forgiveness. We will never do that. It's so horrible what we did, the sins that we have done. How could we ever do this to God, you know? Some of us think like that and we beat ourselves up. And I'm not saying to go out and sin all willy-nilly and things like that, but things happen. But this never-ending well that we can always go back to, as long as there's breath in our lungs, amen, as long as there's another day for us to wake up, to breathe, to talk, is another day for us to go back to the well. Like, Jesus, are you still there? Let me go back. He's still at that well. He's still waiting for you, and he has that everlasting, everlasting water that will never run dry, amen. If you are just joining me, I'm your host, Dominique Hudson. Our topic for tonight is the never-ending well. If you are listening via online and would like to call in, please dial 319-527-6091. Once again, 319-527-6091. Amen. The never-ending well. And as I said, it doesn't matter what you did. Know that we can always return home. And, you know, returning home, think of the prodigal son, that he took his possessions and everything that the Lord, everything that his father has given him, he took it early. His father was not even dead. And he still said, I'll take my inheritance and I'm going to have fun. And he spent it, they all turned, left his father's home and turned away, didn't think about his father until he was at his lowest of low points. Amen. And the prodigal son, it just reminds me of even when these possessions that God give us, we're in the grace of God, we're in his kingdom. And then God keeps granting us his many blessings, his many, many, many testimonies to share and things like that. And sometimes we become unhumble. We're no longer humble about it. And we just say, okay, this is enough. I don't have to pray as I used to. I don't have to read as I used to. I probably don't even need to go to church like that or spread the word of God. I can limit my days. You know, I can cut my hours. I kind of got what I want, you know, so I'm going to go out here. And then when we hit rock bottom, it's like, wow, I've been drinking juice. I forgot all about that water. Now I'm thirsty. Now I'm hungry. Amen. And then we go back and we remember. Amen. We can always go back. We can always go back to the well. Amen. Amen. The Lord satisfies. Amen. We will go to the things of the world. As I said, you know, like that juice is not, it's something that we may think that we need, but it's not what we need. Amen. It may taste good, but it's not, it doesn't nourish our body. Soda, all that stuff is junk. It's not good for our body. It doesn't do what water does. We can drink water and only water and be healthy, our skin clear. There's so much that can happen, so many health, so many beauty tips that can happen in drinking water alone. Amen. That can do more than what juice does. If you drink juice, you'll see bumps on your face, drink soda, things like that. You'll see evidence that it's not good for you. It will slow you down. If you're, whatever you're doing, it will slow your energy, decrease your energy. Amen. And I'm saying this as, so you can see the physical part, so you know it works just as well as spiritual. God is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Author of Authors, and that's why I love this great book of the Bible. He chooses his metaphors so perfectly for him to describe himself as the living water. Amen. But as I said, it's needed. Water is needed. It doesn't mean that it's something that everybody's going to want and jump at. Waters are the last thing to go at parties. You go to parties, you see the juices, the alcohol beverages, and things like that. And the water will be the last one to go. But listen out, who is the wise people that ask for, but do you have water? Where's your water at? Okay, it's a few of those that you'll get at a party that is asking for that. Amen? And I want you to ask for water. I want you to go to the well and ask God for forgiveness. Ask God to show you. I want that living water in me. Amen? Psalm 22. If you would turn to me to Psalm 22 about satisfying and how God satisfies. Verse 26. It says, the poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him will praise the Lord. Let your heart live forever. Amen. Psalm 22, verse 26. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him will praise the Lord. Let your heart live forever. So the poor, we know the poor is the humble, you know, poor in spirit and humble and humbleness. Amen. They will eat. They will eat the words of God. Amen. And they will be satisfied. those who are seeking and those who are thirsty after God, when they find him, they seek him and they trust in his word, and it is beautiful. It is satisfying to them. Man will never be satisfied. Man will never be satisfied with money. It will always be more money that they can acquire. Man will always want to acquire more jewelry, more working hours. We see this today. Amen. Man is never satisfied. More women, more men. Amen. They're never satisfied. Us as humans, we are never satisfied. We can always have more. But what it's saying is the poor shall eat and be satisfied. And when you're drinking from that well and you're drinking from that well, you know that the things that the Lord is giving you, the things that you need, and you are satisfied with that because it's nourishing your body. And it said, this last verse, it says, let your heart live forever. Those who seek him will praise the Lord. Let your heart live forever. That's beautiful. Let your heart live forever. And we know that everything that we do, it flows from our heart. Verse 14, it says that, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. Amen. So that everlasting life, there it goes. There's a never end. You will live forever. Everlasting life is a never ending, never ending, and continuous. Amen. Amen. So I would like to encourage everybody. I would just like to encourage everybody to just seek God. What is that well that you know you just keep drinking from, but you got to keep digging and digging, digging holes? What are you putting your trust in? What wells are you putting your trust in that keeps running dry and you just keep creating all these holes, all these wells? You look up, there's so many wells in your yard. Let that well go. Let that well go. Amen. Jesus Christ, he offers salvation. He offers never ending salvation, never ending love. It's coming from that well, never ending love. And this is my favorite part of the show, the call of salvation. And as I said, even those who have been to the well and know of the everlasting water, living water that never runs dry, that is overflowing, even those who have taken their inheritance and did what they want to do, it's time for you to come back as well. If this is you and you're just tired of just going to wells that keep running dry, keep giving yourself, amen, I want you today to trust in the Lord, amen, just to trust in the Lord so that your heart will live forever, amen, so that you will be satisfied. You will surely be satisfied. Just say this prayer with me that, Lord, I accept you. You are my Lord. You are my personal Savior. You did come to save me from eternal death. Amen. Just say this prayer, trust and believe. Amen. And just shout it out. Just pray and ask God to forgive you for any sin that you have ever committed, knowingly and unknowingly. And if you believe in your heart, then you are free. You are free indeed. You are set free. Don't guilt or shame yourself. Trust in the Lord and just keep drinking from his well. Just keep going back to the well, and it's an open conversation. Just get around like-minded people. Get into a church that is Bible-based, that will preach and teach the word of God in truth and in spirit. Amen. That your gifts will be lifted up. Amen. And God's going to keep pouring into you. It's going to be an overflow. Amen. An overflow in your life. you are saved. All you have to do is just tell someone, a friend. You can even call us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. Shout it out, post it, and write it down, and just always go back and just remember that. Amen. Amen. I would like to bring Brother Rob on for any announcements we have.
Yes, we do have announcements, and real quickly, I'll do the announcements and just let everybody know this is the Project Purpose Kingdom Network, and I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode, no matter where in the world you are. We thank you so much for your support, and we just continue to like how you share with your friends and family members and increase the support here for us at Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank you so much. And with that being said, if you want to contact us here via email at Purpose Kingdom, you can contact us at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly appreciate that for you that shares with your friends and family members. And we thank you so much for doing so. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Anytime you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, from www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can simply type in the host name or the show name. You can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And we greatly appreciate, again, those that share with their friends and family members. We thank you so much. And, you know, don't forget that we are also on Facebook where you can like us. You can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And you can share very easily with your friends and family members. And we just thank you so much for doing so. You know, also, with God's will, God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for the Healing Hour hosted by Reverend Arthur Burgess III. Once again, with God's will, God's blessing, we hope you join us at the 9 p.m. hour for the Healing Hour with Reverend Arthur Burgess III. And we hope you share that information with your friends and family members also. And, you know, with that being said, you know we do have a problem with our 319-527-6091 number, where some of you may experience that, you know, you're going to be charged 1 cent a minute. We're not sure if you want to actually be charged at 1 cent a minute, but, you know, we do have options where you can go to the Google Play or the Apple Store, and you can actually purchase, you know, not purchase, but you can download free of charge the Talkatone app, where you can call in for free of charge. The download is free. And we can, you know, go ahead and we'll go through alternative routes. And, we'll, you know, and also you can get a Google phone number, which is free of charge also. You can download that. And you can also make phone calls here to Purpose Kingdom Network free of charge. With that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcements. I thank each and every one of you, no matter where in the world you are, for listening to us, and we just thank you so much. And with that being said, we're just going to turn the program over back over to Sister Dominique, who is my daughter, and we'll go ahead and hand it back over.
Thank you. Amen. Amen, amen. The never-ending well. Praise God. Praise God, the never-ending well. And I just want to end on the note, just is the trust. Is the trusting in God that we must trust in God in all that he say and all that he does. It's so, like, it's so much going on in this world, and it's so easy for us to be swayed. You know, God is right here in front of our face, and his word is here. It will not go out void. You know, it will go out all throughout the earth. Amen. And we just have to accept it. We have to take it. We have to drink it. And we don't want to wait till we are dehydrated. As I said, I've truly been dehydrated before. And it's not fun. It's not fun. So we don't want to become to the point where we are almost dehydrated in spirit or dehydrated in spirit. And at that point, like, we're close to, like, dying, you know, dehydrated, spiritually dehydrated, we're close to dying. So let's just put our trust in God, and not only for ourselves, but also to go out throughout the earth and just speak the word of God into just get out of our comfort zone and invite those who don't know Christ. You know, a lot of times I'm challenging myself right now that I don't invite people who really need Christ. You know, I don't go after those people. I'm already after the people who have been to church, who know God. So I said I want to challenge myself and just, I'm not going to force it, but I just ask God for a nice, a natural conversation, and that he bring these people my way, his people my way, that don't know him, that have questions, that are on the fence about coming to his kingdom and coming to him completely. They just want to know more about him and who he is. So let's step out of our comfort zone and let us not keep going to the people that already know Christ and are not saying that they don't need it, but it's good for us to go to people who have no idea who Christ is, who just is iffy, who want to know more about Christ. So let's get out of our comfort zone. If we take something away from chapter 4 of John, and it was Jesus stepping outside of his comfort zone and not caring if he's a Jew, if she's a Samaritan woman. So don't care if that person is black. Don't care if that person is white. Don't care if that person is homosexual and asking you questions about Jesus Christ. Speak to that person, because you never know who God is waiting to transform, how he's using you to be a vessel. So get over your biases and talk to that person, you know, no matter if they're a Catholic. You know, it's just so funny how the division amongst the church is even in there. So just enlighten somebody. That's the takeaway. Trust in God that he will give you the tools. He will give you the right scriptures. Amen. And just thinking of the scripture, this just takes me back to a couple of years ago. It was probably about 2 or 3 years ago. I had this dream. I'm not Joseph. I know I always say like a lot of dreams, but I had this one dream. And in the dream, it was like it was a table. It was myself in the dream and someone I knew in the dream. And this table, it had all these sodas on the table. And it was a bottle of water, you know, it was a lot of sodas. And this person that was in the dream kept trying to reach for the soda and trying to drink the soda. And I was just like, no, 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 no. And I'm telling the person no. And then I opened the bottle of water. I said, you need this water. And the person just started drinking the water. And it was just like, it was a small bottle of water, but it seemed like they were drinking forever. And I wasn't really familiar with this chapter. And I remember just asking God, like, what was that? You know, some dreams can just seem just, you know, you just play it off. So it was in the middle of the night. And I, you know, I get up right after the dream. And whenever things like that happen, I just ask God, like, okay, like, what is this about? Who is this for? And I still, you know, I didn't hear anything from him. So I was just like, okay, I was just up. I said, hey, let me go to the Bible app and let me just see what's the scripture. And sure enough, this was the scripture. And I just began to thank God. And sure enough, that person was actually converting from being a Muslim to Christianity, and they had doubts about joining, not doubts, I'm sorry, they believed in Jesus Christ, and they were understanding more, but they had insecurities about joining and what other people would say and other people would think of them. So it was just like, I know that well is never ending. And it's everlasting. It will be an everlasting life, and my heart will rejoice and be satisfied, you know, if I drink from this well. But I'm just nervous of who will see me drinking from this well. And it will be a lot of people like that. It will be people from different religions coming to you and asking about your God, because they know your God is a living God. And just be prepared to stand up for Christ. Be prepared to be his vessel and be prepared to be that light. So just trust in God. Trust in God. Trust in God with all your heart, with all your might, with all your soul, and just go out the world, just go out the end of the earth and just begin to proclaim the word of God, and I would do the same. I'm going to end it with Jeremiah 17, verse 8. It says, But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. Verse 8 said, he is like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots toward the stream. It does not fear when the heat comes, and its leaves are always green. It does not worry in a year of drought, nor does it cease to produce fruit. Amen. Amen. So trust in the Lord and trust in the Lord and plant your roots. Plant your soul, your body, your spirit, your mind, everything that you're watching, everything that you're doing, make sure that it is planted by the waters of Jesus Christ, that your roots are there. So it's constantly ever growing, ever green. Amen. And it may not, some days may not be easy, but you know, like your roots are planted and you know the water that's overflowing within you. Amen. So even when you may feel empty, just say, Lord, fill me back up. Fill me up. And each and every night that I just give myself on a radio show, give myself in prayers to God, just anything, even at work can be draining. I just always ask God to just fill me back up. Everything that I'm putting out, just fill me back up. Fill me back up. Fill me back up. Just let it just be, keep going, that it will never run dry, that I will never be dehydrated. Amen. So trust in God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. And I will see you in the next couple of weeks. Deuces.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.